North Carolina on American Airlines. And from Charlotte, you can connect to places all around the world. Oh, yeah. At the Eastern Iowa Airport, it's all about the connections. Book your tickets now at AA.com.
Look at this one I caught. That fishing trip was awesome.
Yeah, I wish I could have gone.
I'm telling you, buddy, come work for Mediacom like me, and you can afford fishing trips, a motorcycle, all that stuff.
My job's okay.
Right. You never have any money.
I know.
Doing direct sales at Mediacom, I meet a lot of people, and I know the harder I work, the more I'll make.
You do make it sound pretty good.
It is good. Mediacomcable.careers, man. Just saying.
Live the life and get the stuff you want. Apply now to be a direct sales representative at Mediacomcable.careers.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. Breaking news, Barry Bonds out as Marlins hitting coach after just one season. Miami's offense didn't improve much under Bonds, scored the third fewest runs in the NL this season. A trio of managerial changes, Diamondbacks parted ways with skipper Chip Hale as well as senior vice president and GM Dave Stewart. Walt Weiss stepped down in Colorado. The White Sox hired bench coach Rick Renteria to replace Robin Ventura. The Orioles will start Chris Tillman. The Blue Jays will counter with Marcus Stroman in the AL wildcard game tomorrow, 7:30 Eastern on ESPN Radio. NFL 49ers linebacker Navarro Bowman out the rest of the season with a ruptured Achilles, his second significant injury the last four seasons. Panthers, not clear at this point whether quarterback Cam Newton will be cleared from the concussion protocol in time for next Monday night's game. If Newton can't play, Derek Anderson will start against the Buccaneers. Broncos coach Gary Kubiak on Denver Sports 790 said QB Trevor Siemian is day-to-day with that left shoulder injury. The plan is for him to play versus the Falcons on Sunday. Yet another road game for the Giants on Monday Night Football when they visit the Vikings at 8:30 Eastern on ESPN. Tonight will mark the 17th time in its last 21 Monday Night appearances. New York will play away from home. Giants QB Eli Manning looks to become the fifth quarterback since he debuted a dozen years ago to win 100 games. College football, LSU star running back Leonard Fournette day-to-day with a lingering ankle injury. Not known if he'll play against Florida. Gators quarterback Luke Del Rio out the last two games with a sprained knee. Could return on Saturday.
The postseason is here as Mark Trumbo and the Orioles face division rival Josh Donaldson and the Blue Jays in the American League wildcard game. Who will advance to face the Rangers in the ALDS? Tomorrow at 7:30 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Lawns love fall. They love backyard touch football and kids diving into leaf piles. But what lawns really love is fall's cool air and warm soil. That's why now is the time to use Scott's Turf Builder Grass Seed to help repair and thicken your lawn from the long summer. Scott's Turf Builder Grass Seed grows grass quicker, thicker, and greener, guaranteed. So pick up a bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scott's.
Napa know-how.
When wipers go like this, it's actually a cry for help. To put those gnarly bits of rubber out of their misery, go to Napa and grab a pair of Napa Pro Former wiper blades for $3.99 per blade. Because haven't those old blades suffered enough? The answer is yes. Napa Pro Former wipers, $3.99 per blade. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 11/13/16.
Buying life insurance used to be a pain in the... Not anymore. Many of you would rather have a root canal without anesthesia than buy life insurance. Pushy salespeople, medical exams, drawing blood, urine samples. Yuck. Now there's an easier way. In under 20 minutes on the phone, you can be approved and immediately issued up to $500,000 of high-quality term life insurance from top-rated companies. It's called Fast Life. No medical exam, no urine samples, no blood. And on top of that, you will save huge with Fast Life. There's no obligation to get a quote. It's quick, easy, and painless. You'll always get the best price. Call FastLife at 800-254-9567. 800-254-9567. Spend a few minutes, save huge. Call 800-254-9567 or visit FastLife.life. That's FastLife.life.
Hey, Paul, upgrade season's here. I got my new iPhone 7 from Sprint.
So, Pete, you upgraded your phone and your carrier. Smart.
Sprint? I've been hearing good things about their network.
Yes, Joey. All networks are within 1% reliability of each other now. And Sprint saves you 50% on most current national carrier rates.
Switch to Sprint and get the new iPhone 7. Plus, save 50% off most current national carrier rates. Don't let a 1% difference cost you twice as much. Visit a Sprint store, sprint.com/iPhone, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
50% savings until 5/31/18 after pay full amount. Subject to $30 activation fee. Credit and valid porting. Must choose from porting carrier rates. Applies to Verizon Plan 2, 4, 8, 16, 24, 30, 40, and 50 gigabytes. AT&T Mobile Share Advantage. 1, 3, 6, 10, 16, 25, 30, 40, 50 gigabytes. T-Mobile Simple Choice 2, 6, 10 gigabytes. Carrier and international features differ. Plans exclude unlimited music and video streaming data carryover and cloud options that other carriers' plans may offer. See website for eligible plans. Reliability claim based on third-party data. Offer coverage not available everywhere. Restrictions apply.
Truex takes charge.
You know, I guess right now it's just our time.
I'm Woody Kane. The story next on NASCAR Today.
From work life to nightlife, from home to the road, your day can take you anywhere. These fast-paced times call for Wrangler Advanced Comfort Jeans. Advanced Comfort is designed to keep up with you, no matter where you go or what you're doing. They're made with 20% stronger denim and four-way flex technology that moves with you. Wrangler Advanced Comfort. Go anywhere, look great, and be comfortable. Wrangler Advanced Comfort Jeans. Try on a pair today.
This is power. This is freedom. This is tradition.
It's Dale Earnhardt with a lead.
This is being who you were meant to be, where you were meant to be. This is more than a race. This is Talladega.
The chase for the NASCAR Spring Cup returns October 21st through 23rd. Call 1-877-GO-TO-DEGA for tickets.
Martin Truex Jr. stormed through the round of 16 in the chase for the NASCAR Sprint Cup with two wins in three races, including Sunday at Dover. It was his fourth victory of the season, and Truex says he's relieved to finally get finishes that reflect the performance of his team.
You know, throughout the summer, we led so many laps and had so many great race cars and so many great weekends that would just, things would happen. You know, sometimes it was just rotten luck. Sometimes it was mistakes or just circumstances that didn't play out. And when all that bad luck went away, here we are.
Next up is Charlotte Motor Speedway Saturday night, where Truex dominated the Coca-Cola 600 back in May, leading a record 588 of the 600 miles. There's more at MRN.com. I'm Woody Kane. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
He's a bartender's best friend and security's worst nightmare.
Sir, I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
Tyler Ryder and the APC on KGYN.
Third final hour of the afternoon Players Club found here. 107.5 FM, the North Gym, Cedar Rapids, including 106.3 FM, Iowa City South Gym, 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym. Top of the hour. The Minnesota Vikings are going to try to become the third team left undefeated in the National Football League as they're going to be taking on the New York Giants. That at U.S. Bank Stadium in Minneapolis. Vikings, Giants tonight. Westwood One, MediaCon bringing you Monday Night Football on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. I guess, Todd, technically it's 2.5, but the Eagles on a bye week, they're still undefeated. They're 3-0. Other team, of course, being Denver. They were in a little bit of a delay there in the fourth quarter yesterday, but they were all over Tampa Bay.
We are going to get you ready for that game, but we do have an NFL-related poll question for you today at KGYMRadio.com, and that's who starts at quarterback for the Bears once Jay Cutler is healthy, Brian Hoyer or Jay Cutler? Emil's Hideaway bringing you the poll question at KGYMRadio.com. You can find Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast behind the Taco John's and next to the Home Depot. You know, I had a dentist appointment today, and I was getting a little bit of work done, and the appointment wound up turning, long story short, I was there and in the chair for about 2.5 hours today, and not exactly the way that I wanted to start my Monday. And all I could think of was, is this more pleasurable or less pleasurable than having to talk about Iowa losing to Northwestern on Saturday? And that's what occupied my mind for the hours that I was there getting drilled and scratched and clawed and all of the things that dentists do when they take a look. When it's just a minor thing. It's just a minor thing. And then they get in there and they go, there's a little bit of an issue here. And so I was there for hours today, and you can't move, and you've got nothing to think about except for, good God, I talk for a living. My jaw is going to be so sore today. And maybe while you're in there, can you just sort of do something to my jaw so I don't have to go talk about the Hawkeye football game today? My father-in-law.
Here's the important question. Go ahead.
My father-in-law comes to visit yesterday along with my mother-in-law, and we're sitting at the hospital, and they're getting a look at their grandson and everything. We're talking, and he turns to me and he goes, "What's the deal with the Hawks?" Not now. I have to talk about it for 3 hours tomorrow. Don't ask me about Iowa. But they're not very good. That was my answer. And I don't know whether they're going to be very good moving forward. But all I could think of was, maybe while you're in, just crack the jaw a little bit or something, so it has to be wired shut. And then it's the Ryder and Kuhn show for the next couple weeks or something. But here we are. By the way,
before you move on, was there any small talk? We talked about this last week.
Small talk at the dentist is awful because they've got stuff in your mouth the whole time. And that's one of my favorite things. The dentist says, let me know if there's pain. Let me know if I'm bothering you.
Uh-huh.
How am I supposed to let you know? I'll tell you what, I'll bite down on your finger once if there's pain, twice if I'm doing all right. So no small talk. And they've got a TV above the chair. And the TV was tuned to, I think it was ABC. So I wound up going from game show to game show to eventually, is it The Young and the Restless?
Oh, I don't, General Hospital, I don't know the lineup anymore.
I think it's The Young and the Restless.
Don't know the lineup
of soap operas anymore. I got a little soap opera fix, which took me back to my freshman year of college, but I'm not going to throw my roommate under the bus. Not here. I won't do it. Look, I'm surprised people actually listened to us and said, don't blame the officials, and that we weren't going to let anybody on the air today that was going to call in and complain about the officiating, which, okay, let's talk about it here for just a little bit.
All right, let's go.
The officiating was bad Saturday. Would you agree?
Bad.
It seemed...
I wouldn't go as far as saying awful.
Inconsistent.
Bingo. Thank you. Give him one.
And
inconsistent, yes.
Inconsistent to the point where it seemed most of the inconsistencies were biting Iowa in the ass. Right?
That's fair.
Okay. But, and we've heard from people on the text line, I get it. Yes, the officiating can affect a game. Weak-minded teams let officiating affect a game. Officiating affects a game like Oklahoma State, Central Michigan. Okay?
Thank you.
There we go. That's officials affecting a game. They literally affected the outcome of the game by allowing a play to be run that shouldn't have been run. I don't think what the officials did on Saturday at Kinnick Stadium had much of an effect on the outcome. They weren't the ones that hung 38 points on the scoreboard after averaging just 16 coming in. Did they play a minor part, a minor role? Maybe. But let's talk about something that really hasn't been talked about, and that's the Iowa defense giving up 38 points to Northwestern.
Because I'm going to speak for my Iowa brothers and sisters out there who are saying, but what about the last 2 weeks? And I'll bring it up. I should say last two home games. Beg your pardon. Todd, the last two home games, North Dakota State, Northwestern, both losses, the opposition has totaled 2 penalties for 10 yards. To the fans that are saying, there's holding on every play. You can't tell me that North Dakota State, you can't tell me Northwestern only gets out with just a little bit of a hiccup here and there. What does that say to you besides coincidental? We can throw that out the window. Maybe it is. Hell, I won't do that to you. I agree with you, Jahlil Johnson needs to keep his cool. I agree that sometimes calls can be missed. The only time where I thought to myself, and there was a little bit of a head-scratcher, was there was a no-call on a pass interference call that gave Northwestern a three and out. And I thought to myself, well, they changed that rule back in 2014-13. He can't guard the face mask. He was blatantly blocking the view. The wide receiver wasn't able to continue his route. There was a whole lot that was going on there that a flag could have been thrown, and it wasn't. And then down the field, the very next drive, hell, it could have been the second Northwestern drive. The point I'm trying to get at is me trying to make a point here just already shows you that, you know, the officials didn't play an outcome in this contest. Outside of some questionable pass interference calls, I thought, yes, the officiating could have been a little bit more consistent. But what do you say out there to a fan who says North Dakota State and Northwestern have gotten out of Kinnick Stadium with a combined 10 yards of penalties?
Those two teams did what they needed to do, especially going on the road, and they played fairly disciplined football. And you're absolutely right. Look, if you had the benefit of slowing a game down and looking at everything on tape, you can find a penalty on virtually every snap. North Dakota State and Northwestern limited their mistakes. And North Dakota State especially, because that for the last 5 years has been a tremendously disciplined program. And Iowa, when it's playing its best football, discipline is probably in the top five descriptive terms that you would use to describe a very good Iowa football team. Well, they're disciplined. They don't make a lot of mistakes. And Saturday against Northwestern, they made a lot of mistakes. Some of them show up in the box score. Some of them don't. Six sacks to C.J. Beathard. Are they coverage sacks? Sure they are. But is that a mistake on Beathard, or is it a mistake on the offensive line that still couldn't hold their ground an extra 5 seconds for him to get a throw off? Mistakes defensively. Like that add up to 38 points, playing off of a man behind the Big Ten's reception leader in the end zone. Okay? I'm relatively certain that that's probably not how you draw that up. Hey, I'm going to play behind the Big Ten's leading receiver here. What's the worst that could happen? Oh, shoot. He's throwing the ball to him, and I'm 3 yards behind him, and now touchdown. And then you try to wrap your arms around him when you're standing in the end zone. Good job, good effort, but you're not fooling anybody at that point. So, to me, the biggest surprise about Iowa and the fact that they're 3-2 right now is just how many mistakes this team is making. And that's totally uncharacteristic of a very good Kirk Ferentz football team.
Mondays here on the Afternoon Players Club being brought to you by Junkie Centerpoint. 15 minutes to a better deal. ToddJunkieCenterpoint.com for more information. The rush defense. Let's talk about it, because whether it was Rutgers, North Dakota State, in every contest but Iowa State this year, Iowa's rush defense has been abysmal. So much where they allow Justin Jackson to absolutely go off on the field. Again, 26 carries, and he totals 171 yards on the ground. And that's not even mentioning what he was doing by adding 13 more additional yards with receptions out of the backfield. So Iowa's rush defense last year, Jahlil Johnson not getting any pressure up front. The linebackers outside of Josie Jewell right now have been non-existent. I don't know what to tell you. I can tell you that whether it's coverage sacks or whether it's the offensive line not giving C.J. Beathard enough time to throw the football, much to Riley McCarron's comments, I'm making that assumption from, and then the defense not being able to slow down a running back, even some that we've seen that were ranked near dead last year. I'm talking about Rutgers and their rushing game. Look, the proof is in the pudding, and Iowa can't stop anybody right now when they're handing the football off. 319-366-1600. Are you seeing what we're seeing, Hawkeye fans? The run defense is struggling 5 games into the season, and I can tell you right now they're going to have their hands full again coming up Saturday. If Mitch Leitner has an opportunity to run with the football, which he can do, if they have an opportunity to hand things off to two separate running backs in the backfield of Minneapolis, Tracy Clay's team could keep Floyd of Rosedale in Minneapolis at TCF Bank Stadium Saturday morning.
Ed says, I was at the dentist for only half an hour today, and it was better than talking about Iowa football. You win, Ed. You've got me. We were in the same boat today. You got out of the chair a lot sooner than I did. What's most concerning about this Iowa football team right now? 366-1600. After watching them now for 5 weeks, and you've seen and been told that the cavalry is not coming, what is the biggest concern? And I think you hit on it there. The fact that this team, at least through five games, cannot stop the opponent from running the football. And if you can't stop the run in the Big Ten, you're going to get trampled. And I'm willing to look at Northwestern and go, Justin Jackson, very good running back. He went over 3,000 career yards this past weekend, and he's only a junior. Terrific running back. Rutgers has no business running for almost 200 yards against an Iowa football team.
Are we going to be talking about Rodney Smith all day Saturday afternoon from Studio A for After the Final Gun? Rodney Smith, his first four contests this year, this is what he's done. .125 against Oregon State. Had a little bit of a slow performance, but Leidner was airing it out against the Sycamores of Indiana State. He only had 74 yards. But Todd, his last 2 weeks against Colorado State and Penn State, 99 and 104 yards. This guy, he looks for triple digits every time he carries the football. He's averaging on the season right now, Todd, a little over 4.5 yards per carry. He's getting his. Two handoffs to him, and you're moving the chains, essentially.
319-366-1600. Look at that. A full bank of phone lines before we talk NFL football coming up in about 15 minutes. Where do we start?
I say Marion. Let's just do it. I'm going from top to bottom here. Mike's been waiting patiently. Mike, you're on APC. What's up?
Yeah, I'd like to make a few comments. First of all, on the reffing, I was a football coach at a small school for 6 years, and I had a head coach tell me, our head coach said, you know, we can control ourselves. We can't control the reffing. Was it bad? I think it was. But Iowa should have never been in that position anyway. Secondly, I don't see any consistency, no togetherness like the team was last year. And it's really sad. I think Iowa still has a good football team, but going into this Saturday's game, my brother lives in Minneapolis, and he's one of the biggest Hawk fans you've ever met. And he's saying up there right now, they're waiting for us. They are chomping at the bit to get a hold of the Hawks. I'll sit back and listen to your comments. Thanks, guys.
And this is an angry Minnesota team, Todd, who had Penn State put away. They allowed the game to go to overtime, and the Nittany Lions snuck one out at home in Happy Valley. So you have to assume Minnesota, not the happiest program right now in the Big Ten, and they get an 11 a.m. kickoff. I'm trying to remember the last time there was an early kickoff at TCF Bank Stadium. Max Williams, 3 touchdowns. Gophers roll over the Hawkeyes 2 years ago in Minneapolis.
And Mike, I think I've heard Kirk Ferentz and many football coaches at the college level echo that sentiment, and I think it's one that whether or not you're on the football field or whether you're in an office or just in your life, there's different variations of it. Me and my wife and I always say, not my circus, not my monkeys. You know, if someone else has a problem, it's their problem, and you can't worry about it. You can only control what you can control. And the referees, Iowa can't do anything about it. So you can control your emotions, as Jaleel Johnson failed to do. You can control doing some of the things that the Hawkeyes didn't do on Saturday. It's important to remember. So this team moving forward needs to do a better job of playing within itself and remembering you can't control some of those external factors, but what you can do is make sure that you're doing things the way that they need to be done, not getting a 15-yard unsportsmanlike penalty on the heels of a 15-yard face mask penalty. That's just giving Northwestern 30 yards of real estate there. And when you go back to the special teams and everything, I couldn't believe how much field position was just sort of given to each team, large chunks of it. Okay, we'll let you start at the 5-yard line after a return. And then later on, okay, you guys get the ball at the 5 after a punt return. I mean, so much field position for both teams
I hate to put you on the spot right now, but correct me if I'm wrong, and maybe you don't have the answer to this. The last time Iowa had a punt return back for a touchdown, was it not Kevontae Martin-Manley and his 2 touchdowns against Western Michigan 2 years ago? Does that sound right?
Yeah, it does, because I know Desmond King hasn't broken one yet.
So it was Kevontae Martin-Manley 2 years ago.
Unless someone snuck one in there, yeah.
I don't recall. I think it would have popped up on my radar. Somebody on the Guppies, I mean, on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line will tell me.
I've got this week's notes, and I just don't have them directly in front of me.
That's fine. Rick and Urbana, you're on deck, so I got Ryan and Coraville coming up. Hey, Ryan, welcome to the APC. Go ahead, man.
Hey, guys. The answer to the question for me of what concerns me most about this team is the offensive line. I've just been shocked at how poorly they're playing together. Yes, the leakiness of the defense does bother me, but that offensive line is the one thing that concerns me the most. That's all I got. Thanks, guys.
You got people, whether it was coverage sacks, whether it was the offensive line not giving them enough time. One thing is for sure. You should not be winning football games. And here, and it just shows you how close this game was really inside the numbers compared to what you saw on tape or you saw live Saturday afternoon, morning. Despite the fact that Iowa gave up six sacks, they were still a drive away from sending the game to overtime. I've rewatched that final play, C.J. Beathard throwing the interception to Trey Williams. I still have no idea where he was going with that football. I still have no idea where CJ, you know, it's funny because a lot of people are making comments about CJ's decision-making this year. There have been many times where CJ has ran when he's had an open receiver. There have been times where he's just thrown it out of bounds where he had an opportunity to get an additional 6-7 yards. But I kind of say that the ebbs and flows come. You're not going to go out there and you're not going to get 100% when it comes to your quarterback rating. Look, I get it. It goes higher. I'm just saying performance on the field, you're not going to grade out as an A every time. But for the first time in a long time, C.J. Beathard, the Beathard throw to end the game with Trey Williams picking it off. I watched the replay. I've hit rewind. I've tried to watch the play from where the defense was set up before on the DVR, and I've just said to myself, where the hell's that ball going? I know where who it was intended for. That ball wasn't pinned on the sidelines where only one guy could get it or it falls out of bounds.
I'm looking forward to hearing what C.J. says tomorrow after he's had the benefit of hindsight and sitting down and watching the tape, because as I watched that game from the press box on Saturday, and granted, you get a much different perspective from being up there. You can really see the field much better than a quarterback when you've got guys blitzing at you and everything. But I thought George Kittle was open a lot on Saturday.
Did we not bring that up on Would You last week on who has to be the man that steps up for Matt Vandenberg, and everybody wants to talk about Ronald Nash or Devontae Young, or is it going to be just Riley McCarron moving up and Germany Smith moving up and Jay Shiel moving up? It's got to be George Kittle. The touchdown machine, remember? Mr. Cover of Sports Illustrated. 46 has to get more involved if Iowa's offense is going to flip the switch. Rick's been waiting patiently in Urbana. What's up, Rick? Thank you.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. I was going to second what the guy just before me said, the offensive line, both offense and defense, both lines. I don't know what the hell is going on, but I thought I read an article before the season where we were supposed to have one of the better offensive lines in the country, and they just have totally fallen apart. And I think CJ is a good quarterback, I think, but the kid can't get hit 5 or 6 times a game like he has been and stay healthy. So worried for him. And like you just said about George Kittle, there was a couple times in the game on Saturday where he was running up the middle of the field wide open. And it's like he just looked past him. So, yeah, that's all I got. Thanks, guys.
TB, maybe you can maybe jump on this a little bit more than me, but it's Iowa and it's an offensive line. The sky is blue, the grass is green, and when it comes to offensive lines in Iowa City, it's usually true.
And I'll say this, and I was privy to the conversation between Brian Ferentz and a group of media members on Media Day this year, in which Brian Ferentz was asked about, I think it was Sports Illustrated, or somebody had said, Iowa had the best offensive line, or that those lists, top three offensive line, top five off. Anyway, that Iowa coming into the season had one of the best offensive lines in the country. And Brian Ferentz's response to the line of questioning was, what did they say about us last year? And the answer was, coming into last season, no one was talking about how good Iowa's offensive line was. So a lot of these preseason lists are predicated on, okay, who did what last year? Oh, Iowa was really good. Iowa always has a good offensive line. Iowa's got one of the best offensive lines in the country. So even back in August, Brian Ferentz, who coaches that position, wasn't exactly selling this group as the best offensive line in the country. Now, maybe he's poor-boying it a little bit, but Brian's a pretty straight shooter, and I keep going back to that and hearing him say that, what did they say about this group last year? They didn't say anything. And all of a sudden, Iowa has a tremendous season. The offensive line's great. This year, the offensive line is great. And it's a major, major disappointment through five games so far.
Just for the sake of me just having this conversation with you, you and I, we like to go back and forth on these kind of side subjects every once in a while. Who do you think right now is more concerned with how their season plays out? Which team who participated in the Big Ten championship game? Iowa City or East Lansing? Still shocked Indiana pulls that upset against the Spartans in Bloomington on Saturday night. These are two teams, Todd, that were playing for the right to face Alabama in the college football playoff. Both teams now 4 weeks into the season, 5 weeks into the season of two losses. And they're both essentially out of the playoff talk.
I think the team that has to be most concerned at this point is Michigan State, because it's a hell of a lot harder to win in the East than it is in the West. The Big Ten West, to me, is still wide open.
See what I did there, Hawkeye fans? Trying to push the storm away.
The Big Ten East is, at this point, very much Ohio State and Michigan, and boy, are we on a collision course for one hell of a game this year between Urban Meyer, who, by the way, first Big Ten coach to a million followers on Twitter, and upset Jim Harbaugh over the weekend. Harbaugh got their second and add another log to the fire in that rivalry there. If you're Michigan State, you've got to be a little anxious right now in looking at just how good Ohio State and Michigan are, and then you look in the mirror and you see the fact that you've struggled and you just lost to Indiana. In the Big Ten West, you've got some good football teams, but none of them jump off. I'm still not ready to say Wisconsin's great, and Nebraska almost went to Ryan Field and lost to Northwestern a couple weeks ago.
Let me stop you real quick. Wisconsin went up probably against one of the best defenses in the NCAA, in FBS. They lose by a touchdown. What do they have to do against Ohio State this weekend then, it and Madison, for you to say that they're a good football team? I think they're a great football team. That defense?
Wisconsin's a good football team. I'm saying they're not a great football team.
What is it? What will
they
got to
beat Ohio State, and then I'll say they're a great football team.
Okay.
But I don't see a great football team in the Big Ten West. And I see two of them in the Big Ten East, in Ohio State and Michigan. The Wolverines are living up to the billing. Okay. It wasn't a slaughter this weekend, but Michigan did what it needed to do. And Ohio State somehow manages to be better than it was a year ago, even though it replaced 16 starters. Two great teams in the East and a whole lot of mediocre in the Big Ten West. That's what I see. But Wisconsin right now is your leader in the clubhouse. They're the best of the good teams in the West. How good are they? Going to find out this weekend, are we not? Time now for a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Then we'll switch gears and talk a little NFL football. But first, Major League Baseball's announced the start times for the first round of the postseason. Not surprisingly, the Chicago Cubs have drawn primetime spots on Friday and Saturday with games 1 and 2 of the National League Divisional Series. Friday's game at Wrigley Field against either the New York Mets or the San Francisco Giants will begin at 8:15 on Fox Sports 1. Saturday's game will get underway at 7:08 on MLB Network. The Chicago White Sox, meanwhile, announced former Cubs manager Rick Renteria will be the team's skipper in 2017. Renteria replaces Robin Ventura. The Minnesota Twins made official the hiring of former Cleveland assistant general manager Derek Falvey as chief of baseball operations. One of his first tasks will reportedly be to decide the fate of Paul Molitor's coaching staff. There were no changes to Iowa's depth chart for this weekend's road game at Minnesota. That kicks off at 11 a.m. at TCF Bank Stadium. Tickets still available. Texas announced a start time for the October 15th Iowa State game today. It'll be a night game kicking off at 6 o'clock. That game will be broadcast on the Longhorn Network. And former ISU running back Troy Davis was arrested for public intoxication just hours after he was honored at Jack Trice Stadium over the weekend. According to police reports, the 41-year-old Davis was arrested at 2:30 Sunday morning after he was close to trying to drive himself home.
Vikings, Giants, Monday Night Football less than 30 minutes away. We preview that matchup as well as Week 4 in the NFL next. Napa Know How.
The Napa Know How 99-cent reusable bag is like any old bag. It has handles. It stores stuff. But if you put stuff your car needs from Napa into an ordinary bag, you won't get 20% off. you can only get 20% off in a Napa reusable bag. Now just 99 cents. Check and mate ordinary bags. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Minimum three items. Some restrictions apply. Offer expires 10/31/16.
You know, when it comes to baseball, staying alert on the base paths can help turn a hit into a winning run.
And when it comes to business travel, a ready-for-you alert from La Quinta Inns & Suites can help you score a win on the road.
Just choose your time of arrival when you book at LQ.com.
Then get a ready-for-you alert the second your room is ready.
Because at La Quinta, winners don't wait for rooms, rooms wait for winners.
Book your next stay at LQ.com and know exactly when to check in.
Then enjoy sliding headfirst into a pillow-top bed sooner than you think.
For faster check-in, book now at LQ.com.
Let's go, Hawks! Let's go, Hawks! Let's go, Hawks!
Cheer on the black and gold in your black and gold from BravoSportsMarketing.com. BravoSportsMarketing.com has everything you need as a true Hawkeye fanatic. Game day apparel, football ticket packages, Hawkeye posters and framed art, and the popular America Needs Farmers gear. There's no other experience like a game at Kinnick. And BravoSportsMarketing.com is also the only place to get your Hawkeye Village ticket and tailgate package. Your Hawkeye Village package includes your game ticket, tailgate-style buffet, musical entertainment, and a very special visit by Herky and the Iowa Spirit Squad. Hawkeye Village packages remain available to the Wisconsin and Nebraska games. Get them now at BravoSportsMarketing.com. BravoSportsMarketing.com. Over 20 years of authentic Hawkeye gear for serious Hawkeye fans.
Along with the crunch of leaves underfoot and the scent of smoke wisping from the chimneys, fall brings with it a sense of tradition. The certain sound of chattering children in costume on Halloween, or the gathering round the table for a magnificent turkey dinner. There are things you can count on year after year. That's what fall means to the Dickens family. Since the 1940s, they've run Hertin and Stocker as a family business, true to the classic fine jewelry store. Though it may be surprising in these modern times, they still offer a layaway program. Put down some money and pay each month until you're ready to take your piece home. Of course, it's interest-free. During the fall, as you enjoy your family's traditions and begin holiday shopping, walk by and see what's in those famous windows at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then stop in and see Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
My ride was sketchy, so I went to DePaco.com for a new car loan and got the green light on a hot rate with cool terms. When I rolled in to finalize the deal, this guy named Kurt suggested a money makeover. He showed me how I could pay DePaco a lot less in interest by taking half my monthly payment and paying it biweekly. Then he showed me how I could pay off my credit card sooner and save a lot without coughing up extra cash. Now I'm driving my new car and driving down the balance on my credit card with money to spare. He even showed me how to save a couple hundred grand for retirement by taking a few extra bucks out of each paycheck. You can bank on a bank for some things, but give credit to a credit union like DePaco for putting people before profits.
The DePaco Money Makeover, a good look for your financial future.
I drove in for a loan and drove out revved up.
DePaco Community Credit Union, member NCUA, equal housing lender.
Never open a Snapchat from them when you're in front of loved ones.
Oh, I'm gonna throw up, dog.
Man, that's disgusting.
Todd Brommelkamp in the APC on KGYN.
And then I turned to him and I said, look, Julio Jones has 300 yards receiving against the Panthers. He was so upset, Todd. I had to console him and buy him a drink, and it was just all messy on Sunday.
Who's he?
Friends.
Okay.
6:37 as we welcome you back to the Afternoon Players Club. Tyler and Todd, top of the hour. Depending on where you're listening, you're either going to go to an Applebee's in Ames or you're going to go to U.S. Bank Stadium. Which one do you want to go to? Make your decision. 107.5 and 106.3 FM. We'll have Vikings, Giants, 1600 AM. Is going to have the Cyclone Sideline Show with John Walters tonight, chatting with Matt Campbell after that just heartbreaking loss. Again, we brought it up during John's segment, hour number one. Iowa State fans, I'm not breaking any news to you, but the official number, 53-33. Out of 60 minutes of that game against Baylor, Iowa State led for 53 minutes and 33 seconds. They got a matchup in Stillwater against Oklahoma State coming up this weekend. The breakdown and more That's going to be her tonight on the Sideline Show, 1600 AM.
Bigger surprise to you out of week four in the NFL, the fact that the Patriots lost to the Bills 16-0, or the fact that among the teams that are in a very good position at this point in a wins-loss standpoint, the Los Angeles Rams.
Rams, no question. We all thought that the Patriots were going to lose a game or two. We didn't think they were going to go 3-0 and then get knocked around by Buffalo and Rex Ryan before Brady comes back. The Rams, Case Keenum at quarterback. We know they had a great defense, but what the Rams are doing right now against division foes like Seattle, like Arizona. Look, they came out and they laid an egg on Monday Night Football to start the season against the Niners. I'll give you that. But they slowed down Mike Evans and the Buccaneers. They slowed down Russell Wilson and the Seahawks. And yesterday, they beat up Carson Palmer. They have a favorable matchup, in my opinion, at home against the Bills, having to go east to west coast. Then they go to Detroit. Todd, their schedule doesn't start taking a little bit of a rise in difficulty till Carolina and then two New York showdowns show up. I'm just saying, this whole, why isn't Jared Goff starting, Case Keenum, what are you doing out there? Jeff Fisher, Mr. 8-8, early out of the gate, looks like he knows what he's doing, and he's giving the Los Angeles fans something to cheer about their first year back at the Coliseum. I love it. I love it.
The Bears may or may not have a quarterback controversy on their hands. That's our poll question today at KGYMradio.com. When Jay Cutler is healthy, who should be the Bears' starting quarterback? Brian Hoyer or Jay Cutler? John Fox hinted today that maybe it's going to be Brian Hoyer, who's thrown now back-to-back games of 300-plus yards, led the Bears to their first win of the season against the Lions. Neither one of these guys is the quarterback of the future for that franchise, and you can talk about how the front office failed to at least have a backup quarterback, a young quarterback in position where he could maybe learn on the job here, similar to the Packers having Aaron Rodgers behind Brett Favre for a number of years. 100% of those voting at KGYMradio.com are saying Brian Hoyer should be the starting quarterback for the Bears moving forward. Jordan Howard, by the way, the former Indiana running back, looked good, getting over 100 yards in his debut as the Bears starting quarterback with Jeremy Langford on the shelf, and Kadeem Carey also out with a hamstring injury.
I just think those Bears fans are upset because they know Brian Hoyer is going to lead them to more losses than wins, and they want to go to the draft with a high pick.
Oh, I don't. I think Brian Hoyer's better than Jay Cutler.
By the way, the Cleveland Browns, the only winless team in the NFL right now, they have the early projections as the number one pick.
And who do the Browns face this week? They face Tom Brady coming off his suspension. How ugly is that going to be? Tom Brady's first game back off of suspension. Is that this week or next week?
No, Patriots? It's this week.
Okay, that's what I thought. Tom Brady's first game back facing the Cleveland Browns. Nep? Is that a nep?
That's not enough. That's a not enough point situation.
Nep needs to be, you think a team can win by 20 points and they're favored by 10 or something like that. You nepped like 8 games on Friday when we were at the coach's
court. Right, and I almost hit on a lot of them.
Right, but not enough points is something that a gambler would say. It's a 41-7 game.
By the way, I nepped twice. I think you're taking into consideration the Carl and Ernie's pick six.
Do we have a nep count, Coon? Can we get a nep count?
I'll put it up here next to the other count that I have here on our board. Okay.
We don't need more counts.
Okay.
Here. We need a lot of things in the KGYM studio. A nep counter is not one of them.
Can you count to four? Just like the amount of victories the Vikings will have at the end of the night?
3-4.
Yes or no? They have the secondary that can slow down Eli Manning. But my question is, do they have enough pieces that can slow down Odell Beckham Jr., Victor Cruz, and Sterling Shepard? Shane Vereen sounds like that he's a gopher tonight. Is this more about, to me, it's not who outslings who between Eli and Sam Bradford. To me, it's which defense stands up and starts hanging single digits through 2-3 multiple quarters.
Well, if you look in Las Vegas, the money is siding with the Vikings tonight.
And why wouldn't it? They're the home favorite.
Well, no, the line movement is what I'm talking about. The line has moved a lot for an NFL game and is expected to move before kickoff even more in favor of the Vikings. So from that standpoint, I think Minnesota probably gets it done tonight. Anytime there's a little bit of shove there with the line, I'm going to follow it, and I'll say that the Vikings, surprisingly, without Teddy Bridgewater and without Adrian Peterson, are going to be 4-0. Nobody saw this coming. No, remember how Vikings fans were reacting the day the Teddy Bridgewater news broke? The season was over before it started, was it not? That was the fan reaction that day?
We were scheduling eulogies for the 2016 season.
And then the very first game at the new stadium, Adrian Peterson against Green Bay, week two, and they're dragging him off the field, and the Vikings fans are going, Sam Bradford and Jerick McKinnon, no way. No way, no how. Here they are on the precipice of being 4-0. I think they get it done tonight.
Not only that, I understand we're still in week four, but I think they have a favorable matchup this weekend against Houston as well. I think they could go into their bye 5-0.
You know what? I got an email here from a friend of mine, and he would like an answer to a question to the NFL.
Okay.
You can always email me, by the way, todd@kgymradio.com. Alex Kuhn, my friend Boston Bo.
What's up, Bo?
Wants to know, so how does Alex Kuhn feel about the Rams now?
Real quick, before he answers that, SVP has Stanford Steve. Can we have Boston Bo? Can we start making him a character on the show?
Bo is a character in real life. We don't need to make him any more of a character. Boston, I love you. I love you, Bo.
Think about it, Bo. Kuhn, what's up, brother?
Not a whole lot. So the question is,
how do you feel about the Rams now?
Is he asking if I'm a fan again? Is that?
He gave away all of his stuff.
I think he just wants to know your feelings on the franchise.
I think he'll watch the game.
I don't think they've changed much. They're still going to go 7-9 or 8-8. They'll find a way to. Their offense still isn't very good. Their defense is playing at a very high level right now. But not a lot has changed. Kuhn.
They beat the other team that left St. Louis yesterday.
They did. They beat them last year.
Kuhn.
Yes.
You watching the game tonight?
Yes.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are.
Who wins tonight, Alex? The Vikings or the Giants?
Christmas list. L.A. Rams gear for Mr. Kuhn.
Yeah, no. I got rid of it all. I'll go with the Giants. I think that eventually the Vikings are going to slow down a little bit, although I do like the fact that they're winning early in the season despite all the injuries.
How many people wanted to call in and blame Iowa's loss on officiating earlier today when we said we weren't going to bring him on the air?
Actually, there was only one person that called in and brought it up, and he said that he was an official too, and he eventually came on to the show with you guys and did not bring up officiating. So, other than that,
his name Jeff?
I like the guy who MLB radio, MLB Network radio over the weekend. I think it was Friday. There was a guy that umpired Little League games who was calling in to give the hosts the perspective of the Major League umpires on the ground rule double in the Cardinals-Reds game.
Okay.
I've umpired Little League baseball, and I just want, here's the perspective of the umpires.
Little League games that have no more than probably 80 people in it.
I've played slow pitch softball first base, so I'm going to give you the perspective of what it's like to play in the major league.
Exactly.
One of these days when I've had too much, let me tell you about the time I got into an argument with an umpire in a slow pitch softball game. I mean, an argument. He did a lot of the talking, and I just laughed at him.
I'm pretty sure you've told me this.
Have I?
Yes.
I know. I did, didn't I? Okay.
Yes. Bo says he'd rather be a character than be on the wrong side of the grass. I think we all agree with that. My high school history teacher used to say the same thing. How's it going today? When you consider the alternative, pretty good. How about this for a little bit of news out of baseball? We talked about this being their version of Black Monday today and managers being let go. Walt Weiss, Chip Hale, Robin Ventura is not coming back. The Marlins are not bringing Barry Bonds back as their hitting coach. I thought the Marlins were decent this year. Their on-base percentage was sort of middle of the road in the National League. Batting average was good.
The person who got the most out of Barry Bonds' treatment, if you will, tutelage. Did you see the year Christian Yelich had? Christian Yelich. Every single time I watched a Marcelo broadcast, Zuna. They were just praising Barry Bonds.
Giancarlo Stanton. But maybe it's a mutual parting of the ways. John Heyman, by the way, with the report that Bonds not coming back to the Marlins next season. The Marlins, who I'm going to have to go back and dig up my predictions. I think I had them as a wild card
team. You did.
Well,
you did.
Close.
Close counts in horseshoes and hand grenades. I had an Iowa State fan tell me over the weekend, we almost beat Baylor. And I go, close only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades. I'm sorry, you didn't beat Baylor. You lost, and so did the Hawkeyes. End point.
6:49.
And we'll talk maybe a little bit more about this tomorrow. How do you sell Robin Ventura to the White Sox fan base? Rick Renteria, thank you. The Cubs got rid of Renteria because he wasn't going to be the guy to take them to the next level. And now you hire him. He's good enough for us, but he wasn't good enough for the team on the other side of town. I think it's a tough sell. I think Renteria is a great manager, but it's a tough sell to a fan base when the Cubs, and they measure themselves by the Cubs in virtually everything they do. That's a tough sell.
6:50. Let's come back. We'll big board. We'll Monday Night Football. Will Cyclone Sidelines Show, 107.5, 106.3, and 1600 AM KGYM.
We know living in a strong, thriving society is important to you. For more than a century, United Way of East Central Iowa has helped make this a reality. From investing in your children's future to ensuring you have safe and affordable housing and helping you navigate the healthcare system, they're with you from day one. When you support United Way, good things happen in our community. So how can you make a difference? You can volunteer, advocate, give. That's the power of you, and that's our United Way. Visit uweci.org/give to learn more.
At Junkie Center Point, there are so many reasons why we have faithful customers that come back again and again. We've got a great selection of new and used trucks, but Junkie Center Point is so much more than just a truck store. We feature SUVs, minivans, and cars for the whole family. Plus, our used car inventory is growing every day. Bad credit? We can help. Junkie Center Point deals with many lenders, so you pick it out and we'll work it out. Junkie Center Point, you're only 15 minutes to a better deal.
Hey, Paul, upgrade season's here. I got my new iPhone 7 from Sprint.
So, Pete, you upgraded your phone and your carrier. Smart.
Sprint? I've been hearing good things about their network.
Yes, Joey, all networks are within 1% reliability of each other now. And Sprint saves you 50% on most current national carrier rates.
Switch to Sprint and get the new iPhone 7. Plus, save 50% off most current national carrier rates. Don't let a 1% difference cost you twice as much. Visit a Sprint store, sprint.com/iPhone, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
50% savings until 5/31/18 after pay full amount. Subject to $30 activation fee. Credit and valid port in. Must choose from porting carrier rates. Applies to Verizon Plan 2, 4, 8, 16, 24, 30, 40, and 50 gigabytes. AT&T Mobile Share Advantage. 1, 3, 6, 10, 16, 25, 30, 40, 50 gigabytes. T-Mobile Simple Choice 2, 6, 10 gigabytes. Carrier and international features differ. Plans exclude unlimited music and video streaming data carryover and cloud options that other carriers' plans may offer. See website for eligible plans. Reliability claim based on third-party data. Offer coverage not available everywhere. Restrictions apply.
Napa Know How.
When wipers go like this, it's actually a cry for help. To put those gnarly bits of rubber out of their misery, go to Napa and grab a pair of Napa Pro Former wiper blades for $3.99 per blade. Because haven't those old blades suffered enough? The answer is yes. Napa Pro Former wipers, $3.99 per blade. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, offer expires 11/13/16.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4. It's wicked good with the sausage, dude. And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price of participation vary.
Have you experienced this when buying a used car?
The car looks pretty good, but what's that clicking noise?
It's always done that. Don't worry, it's a powerful engine. Don't buy a used car without a diehard 360 vehicle assessment. You may know a little about cars, but Sears Auto knows a lot. For $49.99, you can get a 120-point inspection with a safe meeting place, full Carfax report, and 2-month SiriusXM Select trial subscription. See stores or searsauto.com for details. Get the power of diehard at Sears Auto Centers.
Opportunity is knocking on your floor,
Right now at the Home Depot, get great savings on the latest trends in flooring. Great looks for every room in your home. Wood, vinyl, and tile. Like Portland Stone Ceramic Tile, starting at just 78 cents a square foot. Modern, durable tile that gives you the beautiful, natural look of stone for the price of tile. But whatever you choose, hurry. Opportunity and these savings won't be knocking long. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through October 30th.
Hear that? That's the sound of freedom, a sound you'll hear a lot more when you work for PMX Industries. They're based in Cedar Rapids and have full-time positions available right now. When you work for PMX, you'll be working 3 and 4 day work weeks, which means more freedom to do what you like, more freedom to watch the game, more freedom to play and do what makes you happy. See how easy it is to take back your work week and still work full-time at PMX Industries. Learn more at ipmx.com.
This is KGYM's Alex Kuhn. Friday afternoon at 3, tune in to 106.3 FM for the LeJames International College tailgate tour with Little Caesars Pizza and the Iowa National Guard. I'll be coming to you live from Solon before their matchup with Mount Pleasant. I'll be talking with coaches and getting ready for the action. The LeJames International College tailgate tour with Little Caesars Pizza and the Iowa National Guard. Friday afternoon at 3 on the gym.
He's already planning ways to keep his future daughter away from spring break.
Stay away from our daughter.
Ooh. Tyler Ryder and the APC on KGYN.
655, 107.5, 106.3, 1600 AM. Tyler and Todd and our final Midwest One Bank Big Board update.
Major League Baseball announced today start times for the first round of the postseason. Not surprisingly, the Chicago Cubs and the Boston Red Sox both drew primetime slots. The Cubs will get started with Game 1 of the National League Divisional Series Friday at Wrigley Field against either the New York Mets or the San Francisco Giants at 8:15 on Fox Sports 1. Saturday's game starts at 7:08 on the MLB Network. Meanwhile, the Chicago White Sox announced former Cubs skipper Rick Renteria will manage the team in 2017. Renteria replaces Robin Ventura, who declined to return to the dugout next year. The Minnesota Twins made official the hiring of former Cleveland assistant general manager Derek Falvey as chief of baseball operations. One of Falvey's first tasks will reportedly be deciding the fate of manager Paul Molitor's coaching staff. There were no changes to Iowa's depth chart for this weekend's road game at Minnesota. It's an 11 o'clock kickoff at TCF Bank Stadium. Tickets are still available. Texas announced its October 15th game against Iowa State will kick off at 6 o'clock. That game will be broadcast on the Longhorn Network. And former Iowa State running back Troy Davis was arrested for public intoxication just hours after he was honored at Jack Trice Stadium over the weekend for his College Football Hall of Fame induction. He was arrested at 2:30 Sunday morning.
For Alex Kuhn, Todd Brommelkamp, my name is Tyler Ryder. Stay with us on 1600 AM. You are going to get the Cyclone Sideline Show with John Walters, 107.5, 106.3 to U.S. Bank Stadium. Vikings looking to move to 4-0 against the Giants.
Napa Know How.
Napa has Castrol GTX conventional, high mileage, and Edge full synthetic motor oil on sale starting at $349 a quart. But how do you know which one to get? Well, if your engine sounds like this, or even this,